So is it the video game or is it the person that's playing the video game? It's a question many are asking right now after Aaron Alexis, the Washington Naval Yard shooter, apparently was treated for mental illness after playing violent video games for up to 18 hours a day and night. Apparently he told psychiatrists he heard voices in his head long before he went on the rampage that slaughtered 12 people before he was shot dead himself. Friends say the length of time he spent glued to the shoot-'em-up games on his computer, including Call of Duty, triggered his dark side, and it had previously landed him in trouble with police on gun crimes. But despite his psychiatric problems and arrest for violence, the IT contractor was never declared mentally unfit by the new U.S. Navy, a move that would have stripped him of a security pass that allowed him to drive unchallenged into the base and carry out his murderous mission. So here we go. It looks like the mental health issue is coming up and the video game issue is coming up. But obviously someone with mental health issues playing video games is a deadly combination. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.